Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Faith begins where the will of God is known. When you're not sure about God's will about a certain thing, you can't have faith for that. Nobody, I don't care who you are, you cannot have faith beyond knowledge. You have to have knowledge. Knowledge of His will. Knowledge of His word. Knowledge of His motives and His ideas and His concepts. Amen. God's word is His will. He doesn't will one thing and say another. I got this from Keith Moore's book. It's a large spiral back book, God's Will to Heal. I strongly suggest everyone in this room to go on their website, praise God, Faith Life Church, and More Life Ministries, and get that book. I took this from the back. Four pages in that book. I called him and I told him, I said, son, you better get a supply of these books. He said, we're up with you. Praise God. I'm telling you, there's been great miracles occur just reading that book. It's just so powerful. You see, Keith Moore graduated from Rhema Bible Training Center. And then stayed there and taught and assisted Brother Hagin in healing school for 17 years. Seen every, you know the song, The Glory is Here. You remember that? Keith wrote that. And he wrote that out of an incident that happened in healing school. There was a woman that came in. She had a tube up in her nose, but she didn't say why she was there. And she came in and stayed there for several days listening to the teaching of the word, teaching of the word, teaching of the word. And so after several days, Brother Hagin said, the glory is here. Whatever you need, just reach up and take it. She just did this. Pulled that tube out of her nose. Come to find out it was a feeding tube. She was on her way to the Mayo Clinic and she had an operation on her thyroid and the doctors had accidentally slit her esophagus. And she had been operated on, I believe it was 11 different times. She was going up for another time. She hadn't eaten any solid food in several months. That was a feeding tube. And she couldn't swallow. Well, she came back and gave her testimony. She pulled that tube out, went across the street to the Monterey House and ate two Mexican dinners. Now, you know she's healed, dear Lord. She hadn't had any solid food in months. If she wasn't healed, it would have killed her right there. Glory to God. Totally healed. Well, the glory is here. The glory is here. Amen. Just say, it's mine. I take it now. It was that simple. She just said, it's mine. I take it now. Well, I can hear it. I can tell you from experience. I can tell you from what I know of the word, and I can tell you from the witness I have in my spirit right now, the glory is here in a heavy, heavy proportion. His glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your glory. How do we know whether it's God's will to heal us or not? It makes little difference what others say about it. What did he say? Remember that God is no respecter of persons, and He never changes. So what He said to them yesterday, He's saying to you today. And you remember our golden text today is Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. These statements are taken directly from the Bible with little or no variation. The verbs in construction have been changed to apply to you personally, to sum up the thoughts in some instances. Also, many of these statements are prefaced by phrases like, if you walk in my commandments, if you believe and obey, and so forth. What did God say? 101 things God said about our healing. Number one, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15, 26. Your days shall be 120 years. Genesis 6, 3. You shall be buried in a good old age. Genesis 15, 15. You shall come to your grave in a full age like a shock of corn cometh in his season. Job 5, 26. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Exodus 12, 13. I will take sickness away from the midst of you, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Exodus 23, 25, and 26. I will not put any of the diseases you're afraid of on you. I will take all sickness away from you. Deuteronomy 7, 15. It will be well with you, and your days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven upon the earth. Deuteronomy 11, 9 and 21. I turn the curse into a blessing unto you because I love you. Deuteronomy 23, 5 and Nehemiah 13, 2. I have redeemed you from every sickness and every plague. Deuteronomy 28, 61, Galatians 3, 13. As your days, so shall your strength be. Deuteronomy 33, 25. Now, as we go down and as you're reading these, as you go down through them, you just say to yourself or just whisper out loud, I believe that. I choose to believe that. I believe that. When you say it, it activates your faith. I believe that. I believe that. I believe I receive that. I have found a ransom for you. Your flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and you shall return to the days of your youth. Job 33, 24 and 25. I have healed you and brought up your soul from the grave. I've kept you alive from going down into the pit. Psalm 30, verses 1 and 2. I will give you strength and bless you with peace. Psalm 29, 11. I will preserve you and keep you alive. Psalm 41, 2. I will strengthen you upon the bed of languishing. I will turn all your bed in your sickness. Psalm 41, 3. I am the health of your countenance and your God's. Psalm 43, 5. No plague shall come nigh your dwelling, Psalm 91, 10. I will satisfy you with long life, Psalm 91, 16. I heal all your diseases, Psalm 103, 3. I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions, Psalm 107, 20. You shall not die but live and declare my works, Psalm 118, 17. I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds, Psalm 147, 3. The years of your life shall be many, Proverbs 4:10. Trusting me brings health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Oh, somebody's bone. Osteoporosis was just healed, brother. Just miraculously healed right then. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My joy is your strength. A merry heart does good like a medicine, Nehemiah 8:10 and Proverbs 17:22. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim. Isaiah 32, 3 and 35, 5. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The ears of them that hear shall hearken. Isaiah 32, 3 and 35, 5. The tongue of the dumb shall sing. The tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. Isaiah 35, 6 and 32, 4. The lame man shall leap as a hart or leap as a deer. Isaiah 35, 6. I will recover you and make you to live. I'm ready to save you. Isaiah 38, 16 and 20. I give power to the faint. I increase strength to them that have no might. Isaiah 40, 29. I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. Isaiah 40, 31 and 41, 10. To your old age and gray hairs, I will carry you and I will deliver you. Isaiah 46, 4. I bore your sickness, Isaiah 53, 4. I carried your pains, Isaiah 53, 4. I was put to sickness for you, Isaiah 53, 10. With my stripes, you are healed, Isaiah 53, 5. I will heal you, Isaiah 57, 19. Your light shall break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, Isaiah 58, 8. I will restore health to you. I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 30, 17. Behold, I bring the city health and cure, and I will cure you and will reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. You can use that verse right there to turn things around in your own city. Glory to God. I'm telling you right now. You see what I mean? You can take that very verse right there, and just like the situations in Chicago and places like that. You can take that verse right there and just take it right before God. God, I'm telling you, we need this city healed. We need a move of God in this city. We need it now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will bind up that which was broken and will strengthen that which was sick. Ezekiel 34, 16. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Asthma is healed right now. I shall put my spirit in you, and you will live. Ezekiel 37, 5 through 14. Whithersoever the rivers shall come shall live, they shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river comes. Ezekiel 47, 9. Seek me and you shall live. Amos 5, 4, 5, and 6. I have arisen with healing in my wings. Malachi 4, 2. Now, New Testament. I will be thou clean. Matthew 8, 3. I took your infirmities. Matthew 8, 17. I bore your sicknesses. Matthew 8, 17. If you're sick, you need a physician. I am the Lord your physician. Matthew 9, 12 and Exodus 15, 26. I am moved with compassion toward the sick, and I heal them. Matthew 14, 14. I heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 4, 23. According to your faith, be it unto you. Matthew 9, 29. I give you power and authority over all unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Matthew 10, 1 and Luke 9, 1. I heal them all. Matthew 12, 15 and Hebrews 13, 8. I heal them all, and I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Say it. He healed them all.
He healed them all.
And he's the same.
And he's the same.
Right here today.
Right here today.
And I'm part of the all.
I'm part of the all.
Whoa. Glory to God. Number 60. As many as touch me are made perfectly whole. Matthew 14, 36. Healing is the children's bread. Matthew 15, 26. I do all things well. I make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Mark 7, 37. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9, 23 and 11, 23. When hands are laid on you, you shall recover. Mark 16, 18. My anointing heals the brokenhearted and delivers the captives, recovers sight to the blind, and sets at liberty those that are bruised. Luke 4, 18, Isaiah 10, 27, Isaiah 61, 1. I heal all those who have need of healing. Luke 9, 11. I am not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Luke 9, 56. Behold, I give you authority over all the enemy's power, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10, 19. Sickness is satanic bondage, and you ought to be loose today. Luke 13, 16. 2 Corinthians 6, 2. I tell you, it's all over this place. Glory to God. I mean the Spirit of God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Number 70. In me is life. John 1, 4. I am the bread of life. I give you life. John 6, 33, 35. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. John 6, 63. Number 73. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. John 10, 10. I am the resurrection and the life. John 11, 25. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:14. Faith in my name makes you strong and gives you perfect soundness. Acts 3:16. I stretch forth my hand to heal. Acts 4:30. I, Jesus Christ, make you whole. Now listen. Follow me here now. Read this out loud. I, Jesus Christ, make you whole. Now, you follow me and inject your name in there. I, Kenneth Copeland, receive it. I, Jesus Christ, make you whole. I, Kenneth Copeland, receive it. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number 79. I do good and heal all that are oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38. My power causes diseases to depart from you. Acts 19:12. The law of the Spirit of life in me has made you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. The same Spirit that raised me from the dead now lives in you, and that Spirit will quicken your mortal body. Romans 8:11. Your body is a member of me. 1 Corinthians 6:15. Your body is the temple of my Spirit, and you're to glorify me in your body. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. If you will rightly discern my body, which was broken for you, and judge yourself, you'll not be judged. You'll not be weak, sickly, or die prematurely. 1 Corinthians 11:29-31. I have set gifts of healings in my body. 1 Corinthians 12:9. My life may be manifest in your mortal flesh. 2 Corinthians 4:10-11. I have delivered you from death. I do deliver you. And if you trust me, I will yet deliver you. 2 Corinthians 1:10. I have given you my name and have put all things under your feet. Ephesians 1:21-22. I want it to be well with you. I want you to live long on the earth. Ephesians 6:3. I have delivered you from the authority of darkness. Colossians 1:13. I will deliver you from every evil work. 2 Timothy 4:18. I tasted death for you. I destroyed the devil who had the power of death. I've delivered you from the fear of death and bondage. Hebrews 2:9-15. I wash your body with pure water. Hebrews 10:22 and Ephesians 5:26. Lift up the weak hands and the feeble knees. Don't let that which is lame be turned aside, but rather let me heal it. Let me heal it, saith the Lord. Let me heal it. He's the same yesterday, today, today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 96. Let the elders anoint you and pray for you in my name, and I'll raise you up. James 5:14-15. Pray for one another and I'll heal you. James 5:16. By my stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. My divine power has given unto you all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of me. 2 Peter 1:3. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. Beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I remember something Brother Hagin said. Plug in with faith. He said, keep the switch of faith turned on.
My name is Ravon Kirkendall, and I'm from Wichita, Kansas. When I was younger, I started experiencing what is known as edema, which is when your body starts to retain and hold on to water. Thereby, people will get diuretics, also known as water pills, to help their body relieve that water. My doctor did put me on diuretics, a mild dosage of it, to kind of keep things under control. In July of 2017, however, the medication was no longer working. I had gained about 20 pounds in a matter of 2 to 3 weeks. So after meeting with him, he said, you know, I really don't know what's going on. You've never had this before. I'm probably going to have to send you to a specialist and see what they say. And one doctor had said, well, it seems like now you have angioedema. Then I was sent to a different specialist. And she starts looking around and she's like, well, you know, I think the reason why the water pill isn't working is because you have lymphedema. And so in addition to that, they said that I had low protein levels in my blood, which would cause the fluid in the vessels to then leak out into the surrounding tissues, and it wouldn't go back. So it would just hang out there and accumulate, which is why I was having the increased weight for no reason. And it would just stay there, and it would never go back out. So the recommendation at this point was that I would have to wear compression bandages, which is like ACE wraps, but they have different strengths to them, all over my legs. You'd have to layer them. I looked like a mummy when this was all said and done. It took an hour to apply these bandages. So I was supposed to wear them 22 to 24 hours a day. And because of the layering of the bandages, my clothing perhaps wouldn't fit over it, or the shoes wouldn't fit on. So then I could wear a compression hose. But I was supposed to be in some form of compression 24 hours a day. And then she also said, you know, your pills probably aren't gonna do anything. You might as well just get off that. And just, this is something that's a chronic lifelong condition. You'll just have to do this every day and try to manage it, get it under control, but stay in your compression. However, I did not receive that report. And I told her and my other doctor, you know, I understand I'm experiencing these symptoms. I don't have lymphedema or angioedema or whatever's going on. However, I will take your recommendations and I'm gonna pray about it, but this is not going to stay like this. And I was just praying and believing God, saying, hey, I know you're a healer. I know your word is true. I'm studying your word. I'm hearing your word. God, I'm expecting you to come through. I don't know how you're gonna do it. They're telling me you can't do it, but I know you can do it, and you don't have to use these bandages to wrap me up all day, every day to get it done. Like, this is not your will for me. I'm not taking this. Finally, in January of 2018, I saw that Gloria Copeland had a teaching called God Wants You Well. And I was like, I believe that. What is this? And I saw that she was offering it free. So I ordered it and it came in. And I started listening to this and I was like, oh my goodness, this is so good. There is so much power. There is so much revelation. You could just feel and hear the presence of God through her teachings. It was so anointed. So I just felt my spirit rising, because it's like, okay, this is how I believe God for anything. I'm believing God for healing, but if you don't see it, you still stand on it. You stand on it, you say it's done. It is done, it is done. And I started listening to these discs all day, every day, from the time I woke up, while I was at work, in the car, at the gym, when I went to sleep at night, I was just playing it on repeat over and over and over again. And within a few days, all the swelling, all the edema was gone. The weight went back to normal, and there were no signs of lymphedema or angioedema, so I didn't have to take all the allergy medicines they were giving me. I didn't have to wrap myself in compression hose anymore. It was just gone. I'm just so excited to tell everyone that God does heal, and he can do anything, whether they say it's chronic, it's lifelong, whether it runs in your blood, in your genetics. You don't have to accept that. You can accept what God did for you, what Jesus did through his blood, and being a part of that new creation. So thank you, KCM.
What is the truth about God's healing? Is it for everyone? The Bible is clear. God's will has been, is now, and always will be for his people to be well. The Truth About Healing Package, two books by Gloria Copeland, will help you understand who you are in Christ and why that puts you in position to live healed and whole. Settle the issue once and for all that healing belongs to you in the book God's Will Is Your Healing. Sickness and disease have no right to stay in you. the mini-book, Don't Buy the Lie, uncovers Satan's attempts to try to keep you from experiencing the health and freedom Jesus paid for you to have. Take hold of the revelation that God wants you well. Exercise your authority, knowing God's promises are for you. Make use of each of these resources to help you stand strong in the Word. When the world has no answer, you can turn to God's Word for truth. Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
There is scripture after scripture about healing and how God wants you healed. Hearing all those scriptures together really gives you perspective on just how important this topic is to God, and that He's done everything for us to live lives that are whole. Well, God hasn't changed. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to those scriptures again and again and again. Begin to speak them over yourself, over your children, your loved ones, your family. And let that truth go deep, deep down into your heart, and don't let go of it. As that word is planted in your heart, it's sure to bear fruit, and it'll bear the fruit of a whole, healed life that leads to divine life, where you just even have less sickness come at you. That's been our experience, and it's a wonderful way to live. And you know, I want to take this opportunity on Offering Sunday to let you partners and people who have sown seeds into this ministry that even allow us to bring this word of healing to people. You know, if you've never watched our broadcast before, you've never heard about healing, just take a moment and thank God for the many, many people who have sent offerings and finances into Kenneth Copeland Ministries that allow us to tell you today about the things that God has provided for you, the healing. You know, I believe that today we'll have many, many testimonies of people who heard the word, took it, and their healing came, whether immediately or over a process of listening to the scriptures. And I want to offer up a thanks to God for all of our partners up to now, and all of you that are making a decision right now to give into this ministry to help people hear the good news of Jesus Christ, to help us get the Word of God out all over the world. Join Kenneth Copeland again next week for some more words and another powerful message. Until then, remember, God loves you. We love you. The partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries loves you. And Jesus is Lord.